Hi, this is Gideon Elsie, founder of Edens Africa. Today I'm lucky to have an interview with Ava Gratiger, Institute Manager of SAE. Hi Ava, how are you doing today?
I'm very fine, thank you. Hi Gideon.
How's it? You guys have just recently started, it's a couple of months ago, SAE Institute here in Cape Town. What a lovely place to be.
Yeah, we're very happy to finally have made it to South Africa.
Very, very good indeed. I mean, I've got some experience from SAE studying there in London. A great time I had there, and I was always, you know, wanted to have the opportunity to come and study here in Cape Town. What made you guys decide to come to Cape Town? Obviously, for it must be the scenery, or is it just you saw an opportunity here?
Basically, the scenery, of course, is a big, big plus, but that wasn't our main reason. Basically, SAE has been around since 32 years already, and we are in 23 countries around the world. And South Africa is actually the first country on the African continent where SAE has set his foot. And it's been on planned, basically, since quite some time, but it was just that we were quite busy with setting up in Asia and establishing our institutes in the Middle East, so that it just took a bit longer to now say, okay, we also come to Africa. Why South Africa? I think South Africa is definitely one of the main players on the African continent in the media industry, and then particularly Cape Town is in the process of becoming the creative hub of South Africa, with projects such as the Dream World and so on. You can see, you know, this is just a creative scene.
Exactly.
So it's very important for us to be in Cape Town first, and then we'll see how it develops. So if we grow, we might also go to Johannesburg and Durban, but we'll just see how it goes.
Well, just definitely have to keep Cape Town as the hub, I must be honest. I mean, Joburg is a nice place, a lot of opportunities, but Cape Town is definitely where the creativity is at. You mentioned earlier, SAE has been going for, 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
So SAE is well established. It's got offices all over all the continent, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. We're not in South Africa yet. South America yet.
No.
But we're pretty much everywhere in Europe, in the USA, in Asia, in Australia, where we're originally from.
Yeah.
So the first school was in Sydney.
That's right. Is it Byron Bay, maybe?
It was Sydney. Yeah. We had in Byron Bay, we have our headquarters in Australia, but now we actually moved our headquarters to Oxford.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting. Just looking at SAE as a whole and in terms of, as I say again, referring, they've been around for quite a long time. It all comes down to, you know, the guys have got a lot of experience in the industry. But what SAE offers, what sort of classes do they offer? Courses do they offer?
Yeah.
Is it media, also audio?
Yes, what we do is we've got four streams. We offer audio production. So basically, if you want to be a sound engineer, if you want to work for the radio, if you want to record bands and so on, that would be your study. We offer animation, which is basically character animation or environment animation. Then filmmaking, anything from directing, cameras, lights, scripting, editing, to interactive media design, which is basically the classical graphic design is what you start with, and then you also learn to create websites, any sort of online applications, CD-ROM production, and applications for mobile phones.
Yes.
Yeah. So
very
these are basically the four streams that we focus on in South Africa.
Cool. Are these, at the moment, the classes, are they full-time? Or they part-time? How does it work?
Yes, we do have full-time classes. So that's in all the streams that I've mentioned. These are one-year programs here in South Africa. But we also have short courses in any of the fields. So if for people who are not sure if they really want to study this or who have more like a hobby type of interest in any of the fields, they can come and just check out one of the short courses, which usually range from, can be a 2-day boot camp up to a 6-month short course in, for example, electronic music production.
Excellent. So there is a, you would say the variety and scope is there definitely for people to, you know, have a look and see for themselves at first what is out there, what sort of classes are there, and then is there sort of, do you do an open day as well?
Yes, we do have open days on a regular basis. Usually we have open days 3 times a year, just shortly before we have intakes.
Yeah.
How our intake system works is we have an intake in May, September and January.
Cool.
So usually you'll have an open day maybe a month or so before we have an intake. So people can have a look at the facilities and speak to the lecturers, have a look at student projects and get a feel for the place.
Yeah.
Before they decide to enroll for a course. But of course, I mean, having said that, a lot of times people just simply can't make it to the open days, and for those people every day is an open day. I mean, you
sure.
can just stop by SAE and just have a look at it at your own pace.
Yeah,
and get
yeah.
the VIP one-on-one tour. Yeah. So that's
one-on-one
fine.
Is always good. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I have noticed about you know, the guys here is effectively, I would say people are very friendly. Is that sort of the sort of experience people can have here, getting here to the, to coming to the school? Is it a very open?
No, I hope so.
No.
Yeah, I mean, see, generally, what's nice about SAE, that we do have a lot of young staff here.
Mm.
So it's a great spirit. It's people who are passionate about what they do.
Of course.
Many times we work with ex-SAE students. So,
yeah.
for example, just look at me. I used to study at SAE in Stuttgart and Byron Bay,
mm-hmm.
and worked a bit in advertising and then ended up teaching in Dubai and assisting the management. And now I'm here in Cape Town and managing the school. So that's what happens quite a bit, that you get people within SAE, within the staff of SAE, that travel around and that move from various countries. And so you do get a lot of international staff.
All right.
But also at the same time, you do get a lot of international students.
Yes.
So we had a lot of interest from other African countries, mostly sub-Saharan Africa, that now have decided to come and study at SAE in Cape Town.
Cool. So you would say definitely a lot of flexibility around around the school.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of studying right now, is there the flexibility of also you study, say for instance, you do the course maybe a year, then have a break clause, or is there sort of, do you have to finish the course all the way? Or can you study, what I'm trying to get at, you have from the past experiences, you can study in one country,
mm-hmm.
and then you can actually move on to another. Is that flexibility still there?
Yes and no. Let's put it that way. We do offer, for example, 2-year programs in various countries or in various cities. So, for example, in Australia, you could do a 2-year degree program, or in Dubai or Oxford or Singapore. These are our degree centers where we offer a 2-year program.
Yeah.
So, if you wanted to study, for example, in, let's say, Australia, but you want to start, you know, training here,
mm-hmm.
you could finish a qualification in South Africa and do your 1-year course.
Right.
And then afterwards apply with that qualification at the degree center in
cool.
Australia. So you do have that flexibility. But it always depends, of course, on the local requirements and always on the local educational system. Yeah. Other countries allow more flexibilities.
Exactly.
Then maybe, for example, South Africa. South Africa is very particular about
yes.
this.
How easy is it for somebody to apply? What is the route that somebody would take to get enrolled?
To apply, it's relatively simple. So you just need to fill out your application form. What you need is obviously a passion for whatever course you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have a matric. And let's say if you're not, if your first language is not English, or if your secondary education wasn't taught in English, then you would have to take an English test. So okay. It's something like TOEFL or IELTS, and submit that. We basically do that just to make sure that everyone can follow what the teachers say.
Yeah, that's very important.
And that they don't struggle with the language so much and are left behind because they just have this language barrier. So these are the two things.
Very interesting. You mentioned passion for what you do. You know, that's very essential for anything in life. If you really want to do it, you have to have a passion for it. What sort of people are you looking for ideally to come and study here? I mean, I'm sure you want to say everyone.
I guess everyone who is fascinated by the music industry. You know, it could be people, you find all sorts of people. You find people who have a band on their own. You find people who are musicians, have always loved to play their own instruments and would now like to know what it is like to be on the recording side of things. There's people who have more the business interest and want to produce bands, want to work closely with artists and find the music industry fascinating. So we've got actually quite a big range of different people who come and study here.
Cool. Yeah. And also on the media side as well. I mean, Do they offer courses on movie production?
Yes, exactly. So if you have filmmaking, a filmmaking student might be somebody who has a passion in photography and wants to get bored by still image and wants to implement his ideas, or somebody who maybe wants to tell a story, and wants to bring that out and somehow learn how to visualize that. So we have people from all sorts of
interest. Great. I'm a very big advocate of Cape Town. I love the city. I think it's got a lot to offer, especially with the 2010 coming around the corner next year. I think there will be even a lot more interest after that. Would you agree that Cape Town is definitely the place to be? I'm
in
sure you're
South
not
Africa?
Gonna say no, are you?
No, absolutely. No. Yeah, I mean, Cape Town, I think it doesn't just have the creative vibe to it, but it also, of course, has an amazing nature. It's got a very cosmopolitan flair, which I really love about it. You get to meet people from all over the world, and I think it's exactly the characteristics that also SAE has.
Right.
It goes well together.
So would you say people come and sign up, come to SAE? Definitely, eh?
Well, yes. If they want to study those four subjects or any of those four subjects, and if they want to have an affiliation with a brand that is well recognized around the world, and if they, of course, if they're interested in having that flexibility to also work outside of the borders of this country, I think then SAE is definitely a good option for them.
Cool. I suppose just coming back to the last thing I would sort of emphasize on the studio is new, so there's, but obviously it's been going for a long time at SAE as such. So what students can expect is, which is always great, is finding something new, working on something new. So the equipment will be brand new, but it's also not just the equipment is that being new; it's the latest equipment that's out there, isn't it?
So yes, absolutely. But what we've got here is a DigiDesign Icon console in one of our recording studios, and we've got the Neef Genesis 16 channel, which is the first one that was sent to Africa, the African continent. And basically the whole recording studio setup and environment is completely built for our purposes. So it's quite nice for students to have the chance to get exposed to that latest technology.
Yes.
But of course, what I always say is, there's technology only does that much, so you can have a fancy motorbike. If you don't have a driver's license, it doesn't help you at all. So of course technology is one side, and yes, it's nice to have that fancy equipment, but on the other hand, of course, also what we really appreciate here is our lecturing staff, who's highly qualified and has had a lot of years of experience in the industry and can bring in their knowledge and skills.
Fantastic. Where can people find, students find, obviously your website, www.sae.edu.
Yes.
Is it / Cape Town, or is it just...
No, what you would do, you go to the sae.edu website, and mm-hmm. then after that, you can decide which continent you're interested in, and then you just click on Africa, and you'll find Cape Town.
Cool, and on that, they'll find the latest courses that are available.
Absolutely, yeah. All the news, everything that's happening around the school, if there's an event, if there's anything, you know, where SAE participates, or if there's an open day,
yeah.
you can find that information, or if there's, for example, new equipment to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
But also you have information about the courses. You can have a look at our studio facilities and so on, and of course make contact and also download your application form if you're keen.
Cool, yes, that sounds good. And is there anything that's, so lastly I would like to finish off is, in terms of looking at the future, is there anything that you guys are going to be doing? You talked about roadshows mm-hmm. In the past. Is that what's going to happen in the next six months to a year?
Well, the roadshows are at the moment something that we do as we speak, actually. Mm-hmm. We are connecting with people from high schools all over in the Western Cape and just visiting them, matric students particularly, and just giving them an idea of what SAE does and what kind of courses we offer. But of course, in addition to that, we like to get more involved in various events, also connect more with the local industry, see where there's possibilities where we can bring in our expertise, possibly upskilling, providing workshops
cool.
and upskilling not just students but maybe also lecturers, yeah, for certain areas.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, listen, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks.
Appreciate it a lot.
Thanks for having me here.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.